Creative, you have 10 minutes for presentation and 10 minutes for question and answer. You can start now.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Kenny and I'm from Queen.
Alright.
Have you ever had an internship or have you ever had an opportunity to hire an intern? Have you ever had a problem with your internship? Well, we do and we want to solve it. Our team consists of college students who in the past has problems with an internship. As a student, we find that it is hard for us to get information we need for our internship. And it is hard for us to keep track of our application progress. We don't know, do we get accepted, get rejected, or are we even read, or are we ignored? And then we don't know what we have to prepare in each selection progress. We don't know what to prepare, and we are not ready for our internship. And then, as it goes, as we do research, it turns out that it's not only students who have problems. Companies also face problems. Companies find that it is hard for them to find talented students that actually can help them build their business. They have to go through tons and tons of unqualified applicants to find the right one. And for universities, it is hard for them to track progress and to know where their students went for their internship. And they don't know which companies is good enough for their recommendation. So, based on that problems, we provide our solution. Introducing Queen. Queen is a web-based platform where students get the perfect internship by having a good information, a good preparation, and knowing where they stand at, what their status is. And then for company, they can attract qualified and talented students, talented interns, by making every company special. And for universities, they can track their students' progress and they can evaluate their companies by their own standards. Alright, so next. But you might now think that, well, this already exists. Have you ever heard of LinkedIn? Well, we do, and we research and compare Queen to 5 existing recruiting platforms. Those are Bukalitu, Kaliber, TopTalent, UrbanAir, and LinkedIn. This is our findings. Queen is the first platform to focus on campus internship, matchmaking, and HR application management. Most of other job portals focus on full-time. We are the first one to focus on campus internship. Alright, next. So, is that only the only thing that makes us different? No, we have other things too. We are the first one to focus on talented students and qualified companies. And we have simple UX that's easy enough to understand. We have complete internship information, and we have applicant status for applicants, and we have learning resources that we have picked for them to study. Alright. And then, this is our benefits. If you use Queen, you can, as a company, post unlimited internship vacancy post. And then, as student, you can apply unlimitedly. You can apply every post there is. And then, for now, your company vacancies will be published in 3 top universities. Those are Universitas Indonesia, Institut Teknologi Bandung, and BINUS. And by doing this, your company job post is exposed to thousands of incredible talents waiting for you. And then, last is personal approach. We do personal approach to talented students so that we make sure every company that posts in our portal will have qualified students, talented students. And then, for the proof, we already have some students with national to international achievements that are applying to us. So, this is our product. Our student product, first is internship vacancies list. The students can get internship information by seeing job posting with detailed and relevant information. They can apply through Queen easily, as easy as clicking a button. And then, after they apply, they can go to their dashboard. They can know their application status. Which job, in which internship application, what is their status? Are they waiting for interview, waiting for test, or whatever the company wants? And then, they can prepare for test or interview by learning from our learning resources. It should display that, but it's like this. Okay, for the company, they can post their internship vacancies. First, they can provide their detailed information so that they can find the perfect intern, and then they can review their detailed posting before posting it publicly. And then, as a company, you can compare and review applicants. Open LinkedIn profile of each applicant and download their resume and change each applicant status as easy as in one page. Alright, next. Alright, so Queen is a tech company. Here we pride ourselves to make tech products, and in Queen we make products by using microservices architecture. Why we do that? Because we want our program to be as resilient and as low coupling and high cohesion as possible. For now, we have two microservices active. First is Athena and second is Zeus. Athena is our front-end service. It is a performant and responsive progressive web application developed using React.js stack. And Zeus is our backend services. It's a concurrent, client-agnostic, RESTful API backend server developed using Flask. These services, we do these services with scalability in mind. So as we grow, it is easy to scale it up. And if one server is down, gets attacked or something, one service is still up and we can solve it easily. And for security reason, in our backend we use JSON web token for authentication purposes and another authentications in the backend. Alright. So in Queen we implement lean startup model. We do it by iterations. Every iterations, this is our process. First, we develop a hypothesis. After we develop a hypothesis, we do research and find validated insight from our research. From our hypothetical problem, we get the insights. From the insights, we define, we decide, and create the five solutions and requirement in the form of a mock-up. After we have that mock-up, we do usability testing, and then after it's pass the test, we develop it, we program it, and then we reach MVP 1. After MVP, we do user acceptance test to find that is our MVP good enough, and if it's good enough, we release it to our users. That is our iteration process, each iterations. Alright, so far we've done some research. First is that we want to validate our hypothesis. Is that really a problem in students, universities, and companies? So we do this by students, we do online surveys, which attracted around 300 students across universities. We ask about consideration when they apply, problem, and effort. And from university, we do interview with from Universitas Indonesia. We ask them process of campus internship program and process in campus internship program. And then for companies, we do interviews in some tech companies. Alright, next. And we do research planning, we do substitute research, okay. Usability testing, we test if our mockup is good enough for our user. We ask them about scenario and do they have problems with our mockup. And then for our research, we ask for the companies, what's your problem and what we can solve in your recruitment process. We do this by conducting interview with some companies. Alright, and then for UT, we go for the next UT for the company product. We ask student again, is this good enough? And then, this is our market size estimation. This is how many people that need our product. In Indonesia alone, there are 5.8 million college students. And then, there are 47,500 companies and 393 universities. From this, we will subtract by some amount to around that 870,000 users, 7,000 companies, and 16 universities. We do this because we want to filter out the unqualified and untalented students or unqualified companies. And we want only target top talents. Okay, so far, what we have done is we already attracted around 300 user base, 400 user base, 400 students already used us, and we already have 26 students accepted through us in various companies. We have already have 8 companies working with us together in the past 2 period of interview, and we already generated our first revenue for 2,500 rupiah plus. And then this is our strategic roadmap. We already at our second point, we want to generate revenue, engineering project, enhancing products, acquiring students and companies, and do digital marketing. And this is for the next, until 2022, we want to start building a product, acquiring and retaining user, and do enhancing product, and keep generating revenue. This is companies who have trusted us so far. dia pulang dulu, beli-beli, dekoruma.com, Tokopedia, Kelapa, Sendit, Veritrans, now Mintrans, and Cermati, and some Yes Boss, now KKAI. And this is our previous user. We are now currently...
Time's up.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Okay, judges, if you have any questions. Yeah.
So, actually, I've created this kind of digital marketplace 2 years ago, and I'm still actually in the HR tech startup. So, I have actually 3 questions for you. One, so internship is not actually a default in Unica University, and also just looking at your statistic or graph, you know that it's actually a seasonal market, right? So how do you plan to solve that? Second, by being a marketplace, you have to attract both top students and also top companies. So usually top students already know which companies they want to go to, and at the same time, usually top companies, they have their own internship program. And so how do you actually break into this to get them followed? The last part actually, on your competitor slide, there's actually 2 more startups, so like Lids, Zelos, that you haven't actually interpreted yet. How are you going to be different to all these competitors?
Can we discuss first? Okay, I'm going to answer the first question.
Sorry.
What's the
seasonal?
Oh yeah, seasonal. So, for now we admit we are generating revenue seasonally. For now we focus on internship because we haven't able to do research on full time. We, in the next iteration, we want to explore the ability about full time marketplace because we already know, we already have this. Hypothesize that the market is big enough for us, but we haven't researched already, so it's our opportunities. And for now, yeah, we only do seasonal because internship is, yeah, as you say, seasonal. But we may provide ability to do part-time. Some companies already requested us, do you do part-time? And we think maybe you can do that. Alright, so there are our solution for seasonal is what we want to enter to the full-time job market, but still acquiring the internship part, and we may provide part-time solutions for companies who want to find part-time job seekers. And secondly, how do we match make? As I said before, we have personalized approach. If a company asks us, I want someone who have a gold medal at International Olympic Information Olympiad, and we try to find that talent by doing our by finding it ourselves. We mean that if a company wants a talent, then we find it by our own, and then we act as their headhunter, and we find it based on the what company wants. But we also ask what the student wants. If both culture doesn't match, for now we do it manually because the request isn't that high. But we are planning to do some basic stuff like NLP and machine learning, stuff like that, to really make a matchmaking platform so that if companies say we want this and students say I want a company like this, we can match them up. But it's still in our next iteration.
Yeah.
And thirdly, what makes us different?
Alright, so next.
This is what makes us different. First, we are the first to focus on talented student and qualified companies. We even guarantee you that we will give this. And then we provide simple UX. Our UX is really simple enough to understand. And we provide internship information that is relevant. And give application status for applicants. I don't think that other platforms do that. And we provide them recommended learning source. So that if I say that this company have asked you for an interview, on-site interview for a design, we will provide you hand-picked tutorial on how to prepare yourself for that interview. Because we are made from college students who in the past has been playing with this kind of stuff, and we have curated articles that can help us. And also for finding the students, the other students, we usually kerjasama with talented with talented student organizations, like maybe in Faskombi we have Ustek Faskombi, which is a place for talented coders, and maybe in ITB we have Himainfo, where there is a talented opportunities there. We do it by like that.
I have a question from the company side, because I'm speaking from my tech company, and from perspective of a tech company, the problem is not about acquiring virtual packages, but actually filtering them out, because,
yeah.
For example, every season, we get several hundreds of accounts, that we only open like four or five slots for our internship. So we really need to find the top 1% of all of these that apply to us. And that's something that I don't see being helped here. You said something about filtering out unqualified companies or students, but I don't really see it being done here before. And from the company, how can I use this to get to filter or to get to know who are the top candidates that will be very impactful on the company?
Alright, to answer that, first, I only advertise on top universities for now, as like ITB, UI, or BINUS, and from there, we can ensure you that at least students from these top universities is qualified enough for your filtering. So, at least we filter out the non-qualified top universities, like, let's say, yeah, we only pick the top universities, from that we can already filter out some unqualified students from unqualified universities. All right, and then we will recommend you some students with high achievement. We can give you out in an insight in our company dashboard. This we can see how many achievements they got, how many experience they got, and how many projects they have. You can do that as easy as watching it. So you can see, if a student is qualified enough, he should have many achievements, he should have many experience, but if he's a new one, he should fill that as zero. And you can confirm that by adding either download their resume or fill their link in.
I assume you're not going to affect this, because that will be not scalable. I mean, what prevents people from just adding or getting for more money? Is listing like 100 qualifications if they don't actually have one. So unless you guys check this, I mean as in filtering or checking if this real or not, I can really see this as a much useful.
Alright, actually in the near future we will filter that. We will see if this profile is fake or not by seeing it, because our user base is still small, so we can do it manually. But if it's big enough, you can do some checking, like cross-checking against their LinkedIn, how their LinkedIn profile is age, how their name is released. Yes.
Before we can show or leave a marker, this is a different one. It's already profiles that we've verified.
Oh, alright. Yes. Yeah, we can do that. Verify profile. Oh, okay.
Following up to that question, with the universities, what kind of a cooperation do you have with them? Because I guess they cannot release like the college, for example, the students, which is, I think, the best verification validation method for picking up the best students of the data students. Do you have any?
Yes. But this is not validated yet. This is only our hypothesis, because we actually want to enter the university market in our next iteration. For universities, we will provide detailed information, they can track which student goes to which companies, and as you say, companies can know if the student is real or not, confirmed by their university, and then the university can recommend them. I see this one student won, needs a company to internet, I want the student to go to this company. They can recommend that to the students.
Thank you. Thanks up. Thank you, Tim, for your presentation. Good luck.